Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We all find it disheartening to see a brazenly selfish individual get ahead. But as Christoph Adami, professor of microbiology and molecular genetics at Michigan State University, reveals, on an evolutionary timescale, cooperation always wins.
Why do people, and animals and even bacteria for that matter, cooperate to get things done? That's easy, you answer, so that you can get things done. But ask yourself, if this behavior is the product of evolution, you know, the process that all evidence says is at the root of all the complexity of life on Earth, how could cooperation possibly evolve? Because we all know that what evolution rewards is success. And while cooperation might make you successful, aren't you going to be even more successful if you are the one that takes advantage of all the other cooperators? Strictly speaking, this is correct. Cheating, all things being equal, is a more successful strategy when surrounded by others that don't cheat. And if that is all there is to it, then according to the theory of evolution, cooperators should all die out in the long run. Instead, cooperators seem to be here to stay. So what's going on here? If you think this is a conundrum, it can even get worse. Last year, a pair of brilliant physicists discovered that cheaters can actually rely on a mathematical power boost that will allow them to dominate any and all other strategies. They found new mathematical strategies that would force any opponent to accept measly dollars while raking in the profits. But what they did not count on is that winning isn't everything. Indeed, you may be able to take advantage of your opponent, but in a population, you are just as likely to take advantage of your own kind. If instead you play a kind strategy, as I found out together with my colleague Dr. Arendt Hintze and published recently in the journal Nature Communications, you are much more likely to succeed in the long run, compared to the mean strategy that extorts your fellow man, or animal, or microbe. When evolution is at play, you can win big by being mean in the short run, but in the long run, karma is a bitch, as they say.
That was Christoph Adami of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.